Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, you sports bees? You guys know what time it is. It's that this time for Ask Ms. Wee Sports. This is the quickest hour of sports talk on the internet. And tonight, I'm going to be your host, Ms. Wee, the toy lady. And I'm going to have Cobra Commander acting as my co-host tonight. So with that going on, and we are here finally. What's up, Cobra?
What's going on, ladies? How you doing?
It's hell. I hate computers.
I hate
fucking computers. Oh, my God.
You can't live without them. I miss the days that I can just pick up a regular home phone and don't have to be an IT specialist to pick up my goddamn cell phone to make a phone call. You know?
Thank you.
So
I fucked up the damn show time. I had to go in and change the show real quick. Fucking Blog Talk didn't want to let me in. I'm trying to, you know, play Captain Saber motherfucker, hoe, doing shit for people, you know, and then trying to do my shit. So I'm doing, but other than that, I'm doing fabulous. You know, just call me Captain Saber motherfucking hoe.
I got you. Don't forget my birthday this weekend. I expect a beautiful gift from you. Beautiful gift. I get that. Oh, I'm gonna be my gift. Thank you. Other than how you doing?
I'm doing good. Tonight the Lions are playing their final preseason game.
Yeah.
They've been cutting people. I haven't had a chance to watch a game yet because either I'm playing Captain Save a Motherfucking Hole or trying to save my own motherfucking ass. So, or as in last week, I was drunk as hell. You know, that's, you know, for those who don't realize I wasn't here with y'all, I literally did not look at my phone until 10 o'clock that night. So.
Wow. Well, I think the Lions are doing good. Who they cutting is what they need to cut. Really?
Yeah, it's what they need to cut.
It's what they need to cut to make the team a little bit better. I know the Dolphins play tonight down here, and they just terrible in every way of the word, terrible. So they're not cutting properly, and various teams are not cutting properly. But what I want to discuss is how your boy slid through the crack and got that reversal from the NSL by the
court. Oh, you know, I saw that shit today, and I was like, first of all, I got a problem with it.
Yep.
The problem I have is that I think that there are some times when the courts need to keep their hands up out of shit, and this was, the NSL, last time I checked, was an organization. They had a committee look at this. They made a decision. This wasn't a court fucking case. This was a case of a player being accused of doing something and being found guilty of doing it. And who the fuck is the judge? He must be a fan. I really think the judge got paid off. I do. I'm just going to say it because the judge had no right going in saying, you know,
They took it to court. They took it to court. But what really pissed me off, the NFL, like you said, it's an organization. When I would have got the court papers, I would have went straight to him and his representative. We made a decision. It's said and done. If we take it to court, you're going to be suspended for a year. Because I'm an organization. We're a committee. Our word is bond. We're hired in the court. The court can't tell us what we can't do. That's what it should
be. It's like with any job. I mean, when you go into a job and you make a complaint, there's a process.
Exactly.
And just because you don't like the outcome of the process, you have to, you know, part of being an employee of that job, wherever it is, you agree to their process. You know, unless that process is discriminatory. And, you know, this is one thing where, as they say, I'm going to throw this race card out here. If this was, if he were a black player
uh-huh.
and had done this, You know what? Let's go one better. If his name was Mike Vick, and the quarterback.
Yep.
If his name was Mike Vick and had been found guilty of doing what he did, I don't think the judge would have overturned it.
Oh, no.
Because at that point, first of all, it wouldn't even got to a damn courtroom for the simple fact that easily, you know, it would have been like, listen, this is the way it is. You know, fucking deal with it or move the fuck on. But yet and still, you know, he gets to.
We don't even got to go Mike Vick. You can go Adrian Peters, who whooped his kid. He whooped his kid.
Well, first of all, he disciplined his child. Let's get it clear. He disciplined his child in a way that a parent should, so the motherfucker wouldn't be a dumbass, okay? Let's just call it what it is.
And they told him he can't play for a year for disciplining his own kid. My man,
therefore,
he hit his wife, and I don't agree with it. He hit his wife. The wife ended up marrying. He lost his job. This guy basically cheated in the Super Bowl, got to the Super Bowl, and he went to court and said, I don't like that, and won.
Because the judge is a fan. The judge was not impartial. That's the way I see it. That's the way I think. You know, I think that if he were a black man, the judge wouldn't have been impartial. I might be fucking wrong on that, but that's just the way I feel. Because I'm going to call the damn race card on it, like I said.
All day long, and I agree with you. He did. The judge came out there with his phone finger, his Patriot jersey. I was like, let's go to court. Let's go. But here's the funny part that let me know he wasn't impartial. He told him, I can't wait to see you September. He knew the date of their first game.
That's what. And I would have appealed that shit. As soon as he said that shit, that's fucking grounds for appeal, because that means that you just wanted to see him fucking play, because your goddamn fantasy football league needed him, okay?
Pretty much. But the thing about it, did you hear about, I forgot this guy's name, the guy that just got suspended for so many games for raping a chick? What's his name?
I haven't heard about that.
It's a football player that got suspended for raping a girl. The girl reneged it, but she was raped. The people paid her off. And he getting suspended for wrongful conduct. Because my thing was, how many games do you get suspended for raping a chick? Because I know for hitting the chick, you get terminated. For whooping your child,
pretty much.
You can't play
for a year.
So then how many games you lose for raping the chick? That's what I want to know. Do they have a meter of how bad you go for you rape a chick, that's 8 games? You know? Is it some type of
meter? I'm curious on that too.
I can't pull that man's name out my head right now, but yeah, he raped the chick. And she took it back and said, oh, no. Because it's after she got paid, after she showed up in the Bentley, she took it back. But they know, I know, and you know, it was a rape. It was definitely a rape. And it's just, it's done. It's done. Oh, well, my man, what's his name? The one for San Francisco. That's the quarterback. The half-black boy for San Francisco. What's his name? You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No. I'm still multitasking, but no, but the whole thing, I'm sorry, but I'm still multitasking because I'm saying fucking save the hole again.
Stop, take off your cape. We're on the radio now.
Hey, I still got to be,
you got to be your saver. I got you. You got to save them. But yeah, it's just so many things going on.
With the NFL in general, first of all, I'm going to take this to a brand new level of what I have a problem with. Most of the people in this country have never went to the actual NFL website. If they did, they would realize the NFL is a 301c, 301k. They are a nonprofit. The individual teams are .com, but the NFL is itself is a fucking nonprofit, and I don't think they should have nonprofit status when they make a motherfucking profit. You know what? Let me tell you something. I've never donated a motherfucking thing to the NFL. Never. But yet it's still motherfuckers get to be
to they're a billionaire corporation.
Again, they are a nonprofit. Yet and still, they draw in a. They make a profit. Last time I checked, the point of nonprofit is nonprofit.
Yep, you make no profit. Everything is given away.
It isn't that an oxymoron right there? A nonprofit making a profit?
Yeah, because nonprofit.
I might be wrong.
Designed to basically every profit or every amount of money they give away to charity. That's what makes it a nonprofit.
And if they're not giving it away, they're providing some type of. But guess what? And if they're not giving it away, in the case of, let's go Catholic schools, you know, because that's something that we pretty much everybody know about. In the case of Catholic schools that are nonprofit, the money that is taken from Catholic schools' tuition, that money goes to pay the bills, the teachers, and anything else that goes on with that building. They don't make a profit from it. That's what nonprofit is. I mean, when, at the end of, and I'm telling you, as a person who graduated from a Catholic high school, them motherfuckers don't know how to keep books either, okay? But let's get something clear. That's why Catholic schools are closing, because one of the reasons why they're a nonprofit and they said they were losing money because they couldn't keep the schools open was because when the Catholic schools were originally created, they were ran by the nuns and the priests, the nuns and the fathers. Due to the fact they had to start hiring a lot of lay people, that cut into the money that they were getting where they were able to educate the students better. And that's the reason for them closing. But a lot of people don't realize that you don't have that many. Come on. How many men really want to become a doggone priest? Knowing they can't never have sex again, so they got to resort to fucking little boys. I mean.
And see, and that's the one reason why also the Catholic Church taking a hit, because all of these lawsuits, they had to settle out. That's a lot of lawsuits they had to settle out. The Roman Catholic Church had to settle out with a lot of the priests raping young men. And last time I remembered, like last year, it was already up to the tune of like almost $200-something million they had to pay out. That's a lot of money.
Again, they are a nonprofit, but yet and still, let's see. You know, the NFL, in the case of the rich getting richer and the motherfucking damn everybody else is paying for it. You know, why the hell should I have to pay so much? If you're truly a nonprofit, why am I paying so much for a seat? But the reason being is because the nonprofit made me the NFL may be a nonprofit, but the individual teams are for profit. Again,
exactly.
They got that shit. You know what? I want to be the person who fucking created that damn NFL, because that's a rich, brilliant motherfucker. Straight up motherfucking nonprofit.
Beautiful deal. That's
making a profit.
And you don't have to pay taxes because it's a nonprofit. You don't have to pay taxes on it if it's a nonprofit.
Thank
remember
you.
That. So it's
I know, that's
being profit
shit.
And no taxes. What?
Thank
beautiful
you.
That's the best deal
I
ever. Because I want to comment one more thing, and I want to make this clear, and I hope people are listening. An aspect of Brady getting away with this and the court overturning it, and we were saying that the NFL was an organization. I guarantee you, if this was the NBA and LeBron greased the floor on the other side of the team, for example, and he got disciplined, I guarantee the committee of the NBA say take him to court if you want. You'll hear them take another court, because that man who runs the NBA runs it with an iron fucking fist. And he means what he say. You're not going to challenge him. But Brady being a condescending, arrogant, and very, what's the word I want to use? Very much saying I'm the best, and very much saying that I deserve, went against the grain. He wasn't supposed to do that. He supposed to took that on the chin and let it go. Okay, I got.
Why take it on the chin and let it go? Because you know the whole thing. That's what happened when arrogant motherfuckers get in positions like that. And I mean, at the end of the day, you know it and I know it, and we know that these motherfuckers do this. This ain't the first time he done did it, and now it's not gonna be the last time he done did it, because he done got away with it. But I could tell you one fucking thing. how much you want to bet somebody's going to take his ass out. Let us, if the NFL does not appeal this fucking judge's decision, which I don't think nobody paid attention, they can't,
nope.
You know, there's not no appeal, non-appeal. If they appeal this shit, believe me, they're going to hang his motherfucking ass.
They're
going to hang him.
They're not going to appeal it. They're going to let it go. They're not going to appeal it. He's a golden boy for Patriot, and they're not going to appeal that. They're going to let it go. They should, but the thing about it is they're opening up a floodgate. They open up a floodgate of a lot of people being able to basically go to court on the NFL. That's basically like me. I work for myself. That's basically like an employee of McDonald's who got suspended for cursing out a customer saying, I don't agree with this. I'm taking you all to court. McDonald's be like, what the fuck?
Fuck you.
How about now? Because McDonald's be like, what the fuck? So right now, how about you're fired? You couldn't take
not only are you fired.
Now you're fired.
You know, so, you know, roll with the punches now because you ain't got no job.
Now you ain't got no job, but what he just, Brady just did basically said, fuck you and your committee, and I'm going to keep my job, and I'm going to play. Well, you told me I can't.
And fuck the fans because, you know, I'm not a Patriots fan, so let's get this shit clear, everybody. I'm not a Patriots fan, never have been, you know, so this ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, I stand by what I've always said. I will always be motherfucking Honolulu Blue. You know, I don't give a shit if the motherfuckers lose. I'm going to always do it. But let's get something clear. What I'm not going to do, if one of, you know, when Indomitus Sue left the damn Lions, good riddance to your ass. There'll be somebody to take your place, bitch. You know, and he should have took it like a motherfucking man, you know, because it's become personal, and I can tell you, he's a target now for anybody in the NFL. This judge has set precedence for anything. That means when Sue is down in Miami, when the Dominican Sue goes and does the same shit that he did here, this judge has set precedence that this man got away with this, some shit that basically probably cost the team not only a playoff, but the doggone Super Bowl. You know, you sit here, you set presence, which means Indomitian Sue, and like I said, I'm not a big Sue fan. I wasn't a Sue fan when he was here, and I'm still not a Sue fan. But I could tell you, his antics on the field, oh, shit, Miami just, you know what? Miami just hit the motherfucking lottery, because that motherfucker can take out anybody he wants to and not get in trouble no more.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. They're opening up a floodgate of people suing them, that's players in the NFL. If I don't like a suspension because I hit this motherfucker wrong, you want to charge me $50,000, I'm suing you. I don't want to pay that $50,000. You see what I'm saying? I don't want that was a clean hit in my mind. I don't want to pay that. Or I celebrate too long and there's a fine for me celebrating. I have a right to celebrate. I'm suing you. You see how much of a wide of a gate you're opening up?
Oh, I know what he did. But you know what? They never should have allowed him to sue. And you know what? This is where, and I'm a union person. So I'm going to say this.
Yep.
So for anybody who sit here and say, I'm not anti-union. I'm a member of the union. But what I will tell you, you got to give that union credit because that's a strong-ass motherfucking union to get away with that shit, okay? Because,
yes,
see, the UAW could not even pull that shit off. I don't think the Teamsters could have done it. I'm just saying.
Nope.
You know, we know some bad unions out there.
Them unions,
I don't even think they could have pulled it off.
That union is badass because they basically pulled off, they pretty much told the organization, we're going to overturn what you just said to us. And now it's, so I'm putting this out there. For all you brothers that my man Peterson that's sitting down that say he's suspended for a year, go sue it.
Go on the fucking
sue him. For Rice that got suspended, didn't end up marrying a chick, go ahead and sue him. Go on, get in there and get that lawsuit going because goddamn Brady have shown you the way. You have shown you all the way of how to get the NFL off your ass. Pretty much. And sue him.
Just fucking sue him. Because they're pussies. They done showed, you know, Goodell done showed he's a bigger pussy. He showed that he's a bigger pussy than we thought.
Yep,
I already thought he was one, but he's really sure he was one.
Yep, and now they're going to run up all up in that ass. Now, I would. I surely the fuck would. I run up all right. I'll be first right to be the first one down at the lawsuit, filing a suit against the NFL for wrongful termination. Because that was personal. That was a personal thing between me and my wife. And you all got involved in something that shouldn't have been involved. God damn
it! But you know what? I got one better for you. I got one better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sue the fucking union, because they didn't fight for any of them like that.
Damn,
sue your motherfucking
sue
union. Sue your motherfucking union.
Because
your union, your union fought for this motherfucker, but they didn't fight for you like that. Improper
exactly.
representation. Sue them motherfuckers.
Sue the fuck out of them. I agree. I totally fucking agree. Because I can even put it, a lot of unions out here, there's a lot of unions, from police unions on down. That's some badass unions. Back in the day, when we were growing up, unions were the shit. You couldn't fuck with a union. You know, they kind of dismantled them, and they kind of dismantled them in the labor world. Because back in the Detroit area, you're from that neck of the woods, the steel mills and stuff that was in GMC, they had unions. You could not fuck with them, those steel mills and unions back in the day. Them fuckers would run through you. Literally. And
wait a minute. And crossing a picket line? Oh, hell no. You know, and I tell people, you know, that's why when I see a union picket line, I respect it. I respect that union picket line because my mother, you know, is a union person, you know, and if it wasn't for the union, and for all y'all listening, and I know y'all said, what the fuck does this have to do with the NFL? A whole lot, because they fucking union. Just. Their union is a good union, but what they just did was show I would sue them for being prejudiced because they did not fight for the black players. As a matter of fact, Mike Vick needs to go sue them motherfuckers too.
First one.
Mike Vick
very
did.
First one.
Mike Vick did prison time. Over
yes,
some shit
did.
That he didn't even have his damn hand directly on.
Nope.
So this motherfucking job had to come out the joint working construction and had to come as a fucking walk on trying to get his damn job back. So guess what, Mike Vick? If you listen, baby, you need to be suing your union because, see, your union just showed they don't give a shit about the black folks, only white people.
Yes, I said it.
Oh,
no, you didn't. Stop it. You did not just say that on the radio. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I stand behind
With a guarantee?
I stand behind what I say. I don't have no problem with anything that I say because, see, if it comes out of my mouth, I'm going to stand behind it. I'm not going to back down. You know, I might have a pussy, but I'm not a pussy. Let's get that clear.
See, and
so,
that's what I appreciate, because the thing about it, what you said about Mike Vick is absolutely true. This man did jail time, and now, of course, he owned the house, but he had the dogs. But he wasn't fighting the dogs. Family members were doing that shit. Did he know? I can't say. Did he possibly know? I can't say if he did or didn't. But the point of fact, they put him in jail because it was his house and family members. But the point of the fact is they couldn't prove that he did any damn thing. That's the problem. But they put
like I said, so again, your fucking union ain't shit when it come down to being black. So that song, Janet Jackson, What Have You Done For Me Lately? Tell your union fucking go fight for some shit.
Hell, you can go fight Pac-Man Jones when they were doing shit to Pac-Man Jones. And he was having problems. He didn't want to fight for him. Anyone fighting for him? And so anyone black in the NFL, your union ain't doing shit for you. But they just showed you they got the power to fight and turn over judgment with Brady. They just showed that. Point blank.
They put the cards on the table. It's up to y'all what y'all gonna do with it.
Exactly. Y'all better run it, man. Take them motherfuckers down. I would. But enough about Tom Brady. Memorial Weekend.
Labor Day. This is Memorial Day.
Labor Day. I'm sorry. Labor Day weekend is this weekend, and it's going to be a lot of good football going on. And how are your baseball team doing up in Detroit?
Like a motherfucking shitbag that they are. You know, hey, I'm still a Tigers fan. Like I said, you know, we've had this loyalty talk, but that's not candy. Not stop. I will beat your ass while I'm on the air. And what I was saying was that I'm still a Tigers fan, you know, but they just pissed me the fuck off, as usual. You know, I'm not going to turn around and become a damn Cubs fan all of a sudden or Indians fan because I don't like them. I feel like my damn.
Hey, don't be talking about my Cubs. I'm a Cubs fan.
Okay, but I'm not. And I'm not going to be a turncoat just because the damn Lions, the Tigers, I'm pissing me the fuck off. I'm not going to be a turncoat. See, this is what, you know, I don't roll over for nobody. I don't roll over. But I can tell you one thing. I know, you know what? I'm telling you, I never thought that. I mean, I've called a man a pussy before. I've called quite a few men pussy. But they just show who I'm, you know, to you men that I call a pussy at any given time, the NFL just showed me that y'all really want pussy.
They're the pussy.
And they get the pussy award.
Yep.
You know, they get the award for royal pussy. You know.
Wow.
Send them a box of OB tampons and give them a GYN exam because it's obvious that they need one. Because they just caved in like a fish. They just caved in like a bitch to her pimp, okay?
Yep.
That's what they did.
They pretty much, they bend over and took it. They took it like a champ. Because Brady and the union just gave it to them. Hard dick in the pussy. And they took it. And I can't believe, I was shocked when I saw the chest. But I was like.
And I was sitting and it popped up on my phone. That shit popped up on my phone. I sat there and stopped every damn thing I was doing in my office and made the announcement. They was like, what? I was like, yeah.
Yep.
I had motherfuckers at my job stopping doing everything they was doing and turn around and start looking. You know, they had to go look because they couldn't believe it. I'm telling them the truth. I'm telling them the truth.
Yep.
And so you know when an office full of people can stop. I mean, stop it because that popped up on my phone. People was making phone calls. Get your ass in there. Get your ass in there. Five. Get over there. God damn it.
Please don't whoop a baby on goddamn radio.
It's called discipline, not whooping. It's called discipline.
Okay. Don't discipline the baby live on the radio. But, yeah, like I was saying, they just showed it without a shadow of a doubt that they pussy and their team and everything about them. And it really disturbed me on a level that they took that and they opened up the door. Because I'm one of those people that believe if you open up the door, and this has nothing to apply, but I'm going to use it in an application. It's like to me when people say certain things about I'm born this way. If you let that apply to and say, I'm born this way, next thing you know, a criminal could say, or a pedophile will say, I was born this way. I'm criminal because it's in my DNA. You open up those type of doors, and you make that normal. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It becomes an scapegoat. And that's what they just did. They just made a fucking hole the size of Texas as an scapegoat for the NFL.
And the whole thing is that they done sat there. They made a decision. First of all, Tom Brady, it is Brady that we're talking about, right? Because I keep saying asshole. But, let's do something clear to him. Because, see, I hope he really understands. And he needs to understand one thing. Just because the judge said you can play, if the Patriots had any fucking sense, they would bench your ass. They would have to pay you, but bench your ass. Because if they don't... But again, if they had any sense, they'd bench him. Because guess what? He ain't going to make it through the first two games of the season. He is now a target for every single Ndamukong Suh out there. because they're going to get away with it. And see, what I don't want to happen, but I'm sure the people will say I'm encouraging this because I'm putting it out in the universe. I'm not encouraging it. I'm just going to put it out there. What he needs to hope is that he doesn't end up like Theismann. Now, Theismann was a freak accident on the football field.
Yes,
career-ending injury.
Yep.
For those of y'all who don't know, go look it up.
Yep.
But Theismann, you know, this wasn't even a hard hit or nothing that he got. This was a career-ending injury that the odds of happening, one in probably a trillion. But rest assured, that's going to happen to Brady, and it's going to be intentional. You know, and that's the problem.
Well, I'm looking at part of the NFL, and what this one analyst said on ESPN was perfect. He said Lewis, his name is Lewis Riddick, basically said, basically what Tom Brady just gave any ruling that the NFL make now can be questioned by every player. Any ruling they make, he just told them you can question it and win.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
if you're white. If you're white.
If you just, especially if you're white. And now because of that decision, the NFL, which was a mighty, mighty oak tree of an organization, just showed they got a hole in their tree and one of their roots. They just showed.
And you know who needs to go? Goodell got to go. Goodell got to go now because Goodell and upper management has to go. Because guess what? With this ruling, how much you going to bet Goodell got to go? I can see him conveniently. I can see him conveniently retiring.
Yep.
Real
soon. Because the thing about it is associated with him. And what another thing that really, 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 because like we was discussing just a few minutes ago, is you had the nerve to go to court on me over this. Now you got no job at all. And I would tell him, you could take this to court and win, and I will make that team terminate your contract. Trust me, because I'm the NF motherfucking L. That's what they needed to tell him before this motherfucker came to court looking like a goddamn Tom Ford model, smirking, smiling like he know he got it. He in total defiance of them. It would have never got to court. I said, either you take these six motherfucking games or go and take me to court and you never play football again. Plain and simple.
Pretty much that's what they done did to Rice.
Exactly. Exactly what they did to Rice. You take this decision like a man and take these, and it was only funky-ass six-ass games. It was six games, and that was concluding the preseason game. So he was only going to sit out two season games. But this fucker got mad because of that. Because I would have told him, either you take these six or you don't play. Period. That's it.
But you know what? See, that's what happened when people get in positions. See, I'm going to tell you, if that judge was not a Tom Brady fan, he would have changed his decision. I'm still sick by it. The courts never should have gotten involved because the odds of a employer being taken to federal court.
It's one in a billion.
Because billion. You know why you normally take an employer to federal court? Because these motherfuckers did a unlawful termination. You have a good attorney who can prove that it's unlawful. And still, it goes to mediation and they settle because once they sit there in mediation with their attorney and your attorney, guess what? They know they done messed up.
Yep. Or they could do plan B, which is plan B, which I already know they don't have the nerve to do it, but I still say with plan B. Plan B, we lost this. We lost this decision. He could play the game. If the fucking Patriots snow much sneeze hard, I'm sucking them with fines all year long. Anything I notice, they getting a fine. Anything they do, they getting a fine. I would fucking rob them of so much money that they would wish
they would get rid of him.
Just take, that they'll get rid of him, or they'll wish they would have let his ass just take them six goddamn games. If a motherfucker snapped the ball wrong, I'm fining them over some stupid shit every single time. to show you're gonna do what I say, come hook or come crook, I'ma get mine. If you know 66 games out, there's $600,000 worth of fines for the year. There's $100,000 for a game that you didn't play. You feel what I'm saying? But they don't have the nerve to do that. He's scared of them now. The NFL have shown that he's scared of them. They scared of Brady.
But you know what? I got a question for you. The NFL may be scared, but the puppet master. See, you know that Goodell is a puppet, but nobody really knows who the puppet master is.
Exactly.
Now, the puppet master, on the other hand, may have already had that. No, the puppet master may have something in the works.
Yep. It will be, and I hate to say it like this, and a lot of people are going to get mad, and it's not that I'm not a Patriots fan or I hate the Patriots oh so much. That's not even it. I'm a Bears fan, and I'm not a Patriots fan, but I don't hate them. But I will say this. If I was the puppet master and I just took a hit and my little flunky just lost for me, okay, my plan's going to work, like I say, plan B, is that I'm going to do this and you're going to get so many fines on it, or plan C, I'm putting a hit on Tom fucking Brady. And anybody that can give me his head going to get a bonus this year by me. I'm so serious.
How much you want to bet? I bet that's what it is.
I need somebody to give me, if you break a bone, you get a meal. If he's out for the season, it's full extra meal in your goddamn bank account. I want his fucking head to show that you don't defy me. Either way. But you're going to pay me one way or another.
But I'm telling you, the puppet master got something going on. Like I said, the whole thing is that's the one thing that we don't know, who the puppet master is.
Exactly.
You know, because the puppet master ain't taking it kindly.
Oh, fuck no.
No puppet master takes it kindly.
Oh, no, no, no.
And as far as we know, the puppet master could be a woman. That's the whole thing.
Truly.
Because, you know,
you're not going to take an L. I'm not going to take an L for this. And right now, the NFL is taking an L.
Uh-huh.
I'm not taking an L for this. Mm-mm, hell no.
I'm telling you.
Either one of them, or like I said. Or I'm going to give you even another scenario with me. You asked me that question, I gave you a plan B or plan C. Here's the ultimate plan, which plan D would stand for dicking him. You go to the owner of that Patriot team, and you dick the shit out of him. Because remember, I am the puppet master, and that owner is accountable to me. Period.
Uh-huh.
Or you take it out that owner's ass. You let this motherfucker win in court, that's your ass. That's your ticket sales. That's your something. You want to make a new goddamn stadium? Not no motherfucking more, because you just lost all right to making that stadium. Whatever you fucking think you want, I'm going to take it from you as the owner, since you want to support this motherfucker.
I'm telling you, the puppet master has something going on. Oh, they're going to pay. That's whole thing.
One way or another, you're going to pay me. You're going
to
pay me. One way or another, you're going to pay me. You're going to pay me. It's everywhere. Judge nullifies Tom Brady's 4-game suspension. He even have 6. He had 4 fucking ass games. That's it.
Like I said, the puppet master is going to take care of that. And
yep.
We just don't know who the puppet master is. And that's what's even more messed up, is that since we don't know who the puppet master is, that person got some power that we don't even know about. And that's the person who Tom Brady better be watching out for. Because, see, Goodell ain't got nothing on his boss.
And no, the boss is who you scared of. Goodell took it deep. He took an L. My man, the commissioner took an L. He took that L, but the goddamn boss didn't take an L. Because I'm going to let you know how the boss thinking. And in any boss, you're a boss of your job, I'm a boss, you got people that work under you. If your employee take an L and you're the boss, the employee took the L, but you're thinking, motherfucker, this is just halftime. I still got another half to play with you. And this half's going to be my run, and I'm going to win this half right here. And that's what he should be scared of. Brady should be scared of the second half of this situation. Because the thing about it is, you listen to my theories, but I'm going to say I think it's going to be a hit. Somehow, some way, Brady's going to get hurt this season. It's going to be
a
hit.
Didn't I just give the example?
Yep, Joe Theismann, perfect. It's going to be a freak of nature. Somebody's going to hit the shit out there, and he's going to be done for his career. And he's going to be done
like
for
I
his
said,
career.
Joe Theismann was a good player, and he had a freak accident, you know.
Yes, he was.
And rest assured, anybody who knows about the Joe Theismann situation, that was career ending. As a matter of fact, it was on national TV, career ending.
Career ending.
The
yes,
worst thing you want to ever see happen to a person. And that was a freak accident. And he hadn't even pissed nobody off to the knowledge that we knew of.
Exactly. So now imagine what you done when you pretty much pissed on the NFL. You just pissed on the NFL using the court. You just literally pissed on the NFL. And Goodell is good as gone. Yeah, he's gone. He's good as gone.
Goodell know he gone. Goodell took it for the team. You know, as they say,
yep,
he took one for the team.
Yeah, he did. He did. And he's going to get a good severance pay from the powers that be. They're going to be like, good
he's
try.
Gonna be taking, he's going to be taking care of protecting one for the team.
Oh, yeah, he took Goodell like a
champion. What'd you do?
Okay.
What you do? Bouncing around?
Yeah. But like
so,
I was saying, and
you know,
like I was saying, he took an L for the team. He took a super L for the team. And because he did take that L like a champion, guess what? He did extremely well, and he's going to get good severance pay. He's going to get that yacht. He's going to get that yacht in the goddamn Caribbean. With his own little island called Goodellville, and he's going to be all right. But
and he's
going
to get a side piece to go with it also. He's going to get a side piece to go with it.
Get his little side piece, and he's done fantastic. He did what he's supposed to do. And they're going to pat him on the shoulder and say, good job. And then the second half is about to happen. And that's going to be Brady's ass. I'm telling you, it's going to be Brady's ass for this second half. You know,
like
so,
I said. Brady better watch out because I'm telling you, it's players that don't like. Let's keep it real. Now, this happened against what team? The Patriots were playing. What is it? Denver. When this happened in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's what.
How much
it
you
want to
bet? How much you want to bet that every time they play Denver, they better be trying to protect the hell out of him.
Because Denver's going to get beat. Denver's going to beat his ass. Because basically that situation caused Denver to lose their chance at the goddamn Super Bowl. It literally did. And like one, Doug Baldwin just said from the Seahawks, right-in tackle. He said it seems like something fundamentally wrong. That should not have happened. That should not have allowed it. The union should not have allowed him to do such a thing. You take your discipline like a man and you move on. When you mess with the system and start appealing things that should be only dealing with the organization, you start messing with the wheels that turn the machine. Otherwise, you start poking the big bear, the powers that be, the higher-up guys. You start messing with them, you start fucking with the machine now. And these are teammates of his, various team people saying he shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have done that. So, wow.
I'm telling you, the puppet master already had the hit paperwork set up. And remember when they went after New Orleans a few years ago for that shit they did?
Yeah. Yes, I do. They went after them hard. It's the full thing.
Guess what?
That's what's going to happen to the Patriots. Yep. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. It's so many people that's commenting on this, and it is all over, like I said, ESPN, and these are not just people commenting. These are players. These are teams. These are organizations saying, it's fundamentally wrong. He shouldn't have done it. This is bad.
There's a hit list out on him. I'm telling you, there is a hit on him. Now, let's clear some up, because we know that people will take our words and sometimes twist them.
Yes.
When
yes.
we are saying that there is a hit out on him, not to kill him, nobody wants him dead.
To kill his
arrest
career?
Arrest assured. Yes.
Kill that career, yes.
Most definitely. But as in killing him, just so we can clarify this, because we have to put the disclaimer out there for people who hear us, because sometimes people will take what we say and twist it.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. It is
and
not
with us
the
being
aspect
black,
of killing
and with
him.
Us being, and with us being black personalities on the radio, we have to make sure that we cover our own asses by saying we're not saying to kill him, just his career. Okay? The hit will be on his career.
On his career. Either two things going to happen. Either he's going to get hit on his career, or the powers that be going to squeeze the Patriots so hard that they're going to... And what really going to make it me trying to feel some type of way, and I'm going to tell you how I'm going to see what's going to happen. What's really going to happen is it's not going to be a killing of his career. They're going to squeeze his ass so hard to show their power with the Patriots that they're going to make him retire. They'll make him retire. This is last year. He needs to be off that bench, off this team. I don't care if you got him on the contract for the next 3 years. This is his last year playing. Or I'm going to squeeze the Patriots till the goddamn ball juice pop out of them. Guarantee you, one way or another, his career is going to be done through a hit on the field or through a hit through the office, where the people, the power that be of the Patriots are going to be like, you know what, you're going to have to retire after this shit. No. You won. But was that win valuable enough for you to lose
was
your career?
Was it worth it?
Was it worth millions and millions of dollars you about to lose right now? You better tell your chick Giselle to walk one more year on the goddamn runway, because this money train about to stop.
You know that old saying, choose your battles wisely.
Yes, yes.
You
he
know, was
wisely.
This a battle? Was this a battle he really wanted to fight? Was it really worth it?
Exactly.
Only he will know if this battle was worth it. He may be saying that it's worth it right now, but at the end of the day, I don't see him saying that it was worth it.
Exactly. You went, and that's the thing. Was this something really worth doing in the long run? Was this something really worth, in the long run, worth it altogether? And that's the point. And in the long run,
but if he could live with it, who are we to say? But I can tell you one thing. But now you're a man, and let's call it something that we know, that I know, that most men have. It's called the boss. The boss is not the NFL. See, there's one thing that other people haven't thought about. I'm sure that when shit gets tough, the boss is going to act a fool.
Yes, sir.
And she's going to fuck some people up.
Yep.
I'm sure that a lot of people haven't thought about that. He's still got a boss to talk to and deal with. And that boss, I don't know what type of boss she is, but I can tell you that when shit starts going downhill, the boss ain't going to be happy. Because I'm sure that the boss did not encourage him to pick this battle. I think this was an ego thing. You know, I truly feel this was about his ego being hurt because he got busted. This wasn't the first time he had did that.
Oh, no, hell no. This is the first time somebody got caught. And then he defied it. And rather than just take the full funky games, he went and literally took people to court because he feels so entitled. That's the word I was looking for earlier. So entitled.
Entitled.
He's Tom fucking Brady. I don't want to take these four game losses. I didn't do it. And yeah, technically he did not deflate the ball, but he was motherfucking telling the people to deflate that ball.
They got text messages that he conveniently tried to destroy.
Exactly, because he liked his ball. He suggested things, and guess what? Okay, you suggested it, but here's the thing, and I'm going to use this as an example, and people might get mad, but I'm going to use an example. when the don of a mafia family suggests you take a hit out and kill that man, he didn't pull the trigger where he told you to go kill, but he told you to do it. So when they come
and when
and
they
arrest
go to court
for murder, they arrest you as a what? Accessory, because you're the one that pulled, gave the word to kill that motherfucker. You're accessory to that crime. So if Tom Brady told the fucking ball boy, I like my balls a little lighter, could you deflate it a little bit? That makes, if the ball boy is committing the crime, that makes Tom Brady accessory to that crime.
Thank you.
Does it not?
Most definitely.
Goddamn, the Don can't sue the judge and say, listen, I don't agree with this goddamn sentence. I wasn't the one that did it. But the thing about it is that's what Tom Brady just did. Tom Brady, as the Don of the Patriots, gave an order to his underlings to deflate a ball. He's accessory to that crime. But the point of the fact is, he just got away with it. He just literally sued the commissioner that basically sentenced him for his crime and said, I don't agree with that, and won. Got his sentence nullified.
Like I said,
you don't play that
he's
game.
Gotta remember, was it worth it? Because at the end of the day, he's gonna answer to somebody. Me and you don't know who it is. And he doesn't even know who it is.
But
you know, that's the one thing.
Exactly. But somebody's gonna answer on a different level. Yep. They're gonna answer. May it be the owner, may it be the goddamn coaches. Maybe he talking to somebody else. I need a hit on this motherfucker and him no longer to play. Somewhere, someday down the line, God damn it, he's going to pay and he's going to sit back when he's at home and no longer playing, still got an arm like a cannon and can't play no more and wonder, damn, was that nullification of four funky-ass names worth what just happened to me? You see what I'm saying? Was that worth it? And that's what a lot of people and what you said was very, very true. And I tell my sons this all the time. Learn to pick your battles.
Choose your battles wisely because you never know.
You never know.
You know, and
can you – go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I'll give you an example. Last week, we all know that I didn't make the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that I have this little thing called a day job that I don't tell nobody what I do. But
mm-hmm.
when people initially met me, I made a comment to one of the people that was there. And this was when they first met me. Grant you, they met me when I had a damn glass of white Zinfandel in my hand. That's the impression they got. So I looked at this person, very nice person. I'm not even going to say if it was a male or female, but I looked at this person, and I said, oh, don't even pay attention to how I look. I said, because tomorrow I'm coming out like a boss bitch. I said, these
exactly.
motherfuckers ain't going to know what hit them because that's the mood I'm in.
Exactly.
When this person saw me the next day, because we're all staying at these different hotels, saw me, walked up to me. Wait a minute, I had people who I had just talked about at my hotel walk up to me, oh, you looking real nice. Yeah, because the boss bitch came out. Because, see, you might be the boss, but there's a boss bitch. And I walked up in there like, I made it a point that I was walking up in there like the boss bitch that I am, to let everybody know I'm back.
Exactly.
You know, and Tom Brady don't realize the boss bitch ain't spoke.
Exactly.
He may, okay, you know that old saying, he may have won the battle, but he ain't won the war.
No, that's the point. Yeah, exactly.
He has not
exactly.
won the war. And he
See,
better realize.
It, I love that example you just gave because I am the boss in my business, and I'll disclose what I do on air as well. But I am the boss, and I do quite well. And what I dress around the house, and people see me, and the other people that know me, intimately, like, man, you just, I'm that dude that smokes cigars, drink goddamn brandy, and sit around the house in my goddamn jogging pants. But when I go out to be that boss that I am, I'm the guy that pull up in a Tom Ford suit with my matching glasses and suit, and I look totally different from what you just saw yesterday because it's time to cut up business. And I come dressed to impress to conduct business. The point of the fact is the business is not over with Tom Brady. Tom Brady thinks it's done. No, the boss the one in the goddamn Armani, goddamn Tom Ford, or in the goddamn whatever he's put on suit, haven't showed up yet. May it be a he or a she. And this ain't resolved. And when she or he or she pulls up, you're going to know, goddamn, the boss, not Goodale, the boss is here now. And this is a whole different conversation piece.
And you chose to battle with the wrong person. You know, and I always tell people, you know, because everybody knows that I have a day job, but they also know that I own Beans After Dark. And people see Miss V. You know, everybody knows Miss V. Miss V is out there.
Mm-hmm.
But Miss V is also a boss. And I'm respected. You know, I'm, not to say, I'm respected in a few industries. I'm respected at my job that I go for the daytime. And I'm respected in the adult industry, you know. And my day job know what I do. And that just tells people, you know, how many people have a day job with what I do.
Exactly.
Real easy.
Exactly. Exactly. Well,
because you pick your battles wisely. But you pick your battles wisely. I hear you. But actually, we pick.
Because I'm always looking for good business now. Don't sleep on me. But
right now, Miss V has been. But Miss V had a rough summer. You know, me and James were talking about Miss Vina had a rough fucking summer.
I understand.
But we've had some shit go on, and if the listeners only knew the shit that was going on this summer, they would have been like, damn. And this bitch still working. I ain't got a choice. But
hey, you got to do what you got to do. And I'm one of those people that believe in that. You know, I'm one of those people that believe that I've told my sons, I have three sons, and you know that, and they range from 21 to 22 to going on 19, 18. And I tell my sons, whatever you decide to do in life, and yeah, they have to discern and decide to do things properly. But I used to tell my son, if you choose to be a drug dealer, don't be no little boy on the corner selling nicks and dimes. I want them flying over your goddamn compound. Because you
be the best motherfucking drug dealer out there.
Drug dealer out here. And the feds are flying over your compound to get you. And with pride, I say, well, you know what? He may have been doing the wrong thing, but he did it to the best of his goddamn ability. That's all I want. Do it to your best. Now, my sons haven't chose that role. I got a son who's a football player. I got a son who's an artist. I got an 18-year-old who owns Metro PCS store. At 18, he owns one. Proud I can be. But this is what they choose to do with themselves. But they do it to the best of their ability because they have a father who believes in giving 100 and then a little bit more. And that's what I embody in them.
But the whole thing, Tom Brady, is just a worker bee. At the end of the day, he's a worker bee. He might be a millionaire, but he's a worker bee. And I don't think that this worker bee has understood his place. And I mean, this is what kind of gets me with some people who make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a boss, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If he really was paying attention and knew what pretty much everybody in business in the world knows, the wealth in this world, you know, and the wealth of the world, not this country, but the wealth of the world is held by 2% of the people. That means 2% of all the people on the earth are running shit because wealth is power.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, the power is there. And I'm going to give an example that some people are not going to think about. I don't know how many people watch the Star series, Power, but it's about a drug dealer. And the drug dealer has a boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the most millionaire drug dealer has a boss.
And the
Tom Brady says
usually the supplier because you got to get it somewhere.
I'm telling you,
how high you are.
Tom Brady better go look at you. Ain't nothing but a worker bee, baby.
Exactly.
You can be replaced.
Who is the queen bee?
You can be replaced.
And the thing about it is, even if you are the queen bee in your arena, your wealth is only so much compared to the next individual. I have no boss. I am my boss. I am the hierarchy. I am the top notch. But guess what? In the scheme of things, I'm still a worker being the world of wealth, even though I don't have a boss. And people don't understand that. This is still a hammer and nail situation. And even though I'm a big nail, I'm still what? A nail. There is a goddamn bigger hammer. You get what I'm saying? And so a lot of people don't comprehend the aspect of what really goes on. And if you know about your wealth and know about your money and you know about the dollar, that's a whole different other conversation right there. But the point of the fact is you need to know what your worth is. Learn that you know your position and play your position. And Tom Brady just stepped out of his position thinking he was a boss when he's not.
No, what it is, he thought he was the HBIC. Let's keep it real, you know. That's what he thought. And he thinks that he has proven that he's the HBIC. But at the end of the day, not only is he going to find out he's replaceable, he's going to find out they're not going to need him because, first of all, I'm going to be real honest about this. If I were Tom Brady, I would enjoy my 5 minutes of fame on this little celebration and hope that when I got and be looking at my phone, because there's going to be a text message coming to my office now. You may have told Tom Goodell to suck your dick, but the Patriots still got some owners. Now, they're going to mend you a little bit, but rest assured, you've got too many players out there who are not happy with this. You are now the new person that they're going after. Just because you're on the team doesn't mean you're going to play, baby. Let's get that clear.
You were suspended.
That does not mean that you're going to play. It's just like in high school sports. In high school sports, and I don't care where you play at, and I don't care how good you are, if you don't meet your GPA because you think you the jock in the school, be it that you be the fastest track runner, the lead quarterback, the most sexiest cheerleader, if you don't maintain what has been set in front of you that you have to do, you're benched. They let you come to the game and shrink cold.
They'll let you come and strip off. They'll let you come dressed out, too. And you'll have a crispy-ass suit. Crispy-ass uniform the whole, every game. Every fucking game, you'll sit there in a crispy suit.
Choose your battles wisely. And you know what? This is something that Tom Brady, I know, didn't think about. The Patriots had already prepared with a new quarterback. That quarterback is getting ready to take your job. Rest assured, he's taking it.
He's playing tonight.
He's going to take your job. And rest assured, you better watch out for him.
Yep.
Consider yourself the demoted bitch. You are the side piece who decided that you wanted to go tell the woman that you were fucking her husband.
Yep.
And gave her husband, gave her the video of you doing that. And the husband just kicked you to the curb.
Yep.
Bitch, better know your place.
Yep, you better know your position. That's it. Know your position. And that's a lot of people from side pieces to goddamn job people. Don't know their position. Stay in your place and play your position. That's it.
I'm going to read something. I want to close us out with a couple of things that are up on my wall in my office because these really fit what we've been talking about tonight. And I'm going to end it with Miss Lombardi quote that I have on my wall. But I'm going to start it with Peter's Laws. And for anybody who's never heard of Peter's Laws, the creed of the sociopathic obsessive compulsive. And it's 19 of them.
Okay.
if anything can go wrong, fix it. To hell with Murphy. Number two,
mm-hmm.
when given a choice, take both. Number three, multiple projects lead to multiple successes. Number four, start at the top, then work your way up. Number five, do about a book, be the author. Number six, but forced to compromise, ask for more. Number seven, if you can't beat them, join them, then beat them. Number eight, if it's worth doing, it's got to be done right now. If you can't win, change the rules. If you can't change the rules, then ignore them. Number 11, perfection is not optional. Number 12, when faced without a challenge, make one.
Right.
Number 13, no simply means begin again at one level higher. Number 14, don't walk when you can run. Number 15, bureaucracy is a challenge to be conquered with a righteous attitude, a tolerance for stupidity, and a bulldozer when necessary. Number 16, when in doubt, think. Number 17, patience is a virtue, but persistence to the point of success is a blessing. Number 18, the squeaky wheel gets replaced. And number 19, the faster you move, the slower time passes, the longer you live.
Exactly.
And that is the creed of the sociopathic obsessive compulsive. And that's on the wall of my office. So when I feel like I can't do shit, that's why I'm Captain Save-A-Hole. You know how I told you I'm Captain Save-A-Hole? That's why.
Yeah. I got you. I like that. You're going to have
now,
to send that one to me.
I actually got that in New Orleans. I'll take a picture. They might have it online. I'll send it to you. Now, this
okay.
one I also got in New Orleans, and I have it on my wall, and it's by Vince Lombardi. Very great football coach. We all know that. And it's titled, What It Takes to Be Number One. You've got to pay the price. Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. There's no room for second place. There's only one place in my game, and that is first place. I have finished second twice in my time at Green Bay, and I don't ever want to finish second again. There's a second place bowl game, but it is a game for losers played by losers. It is and always has been the American still to be first in anything we do and to win and to win and to win. Every time a football player goes out to play his trade, he's got to play from the ground up, from the soles of his feet up to his head. Every inch of him has to play. Some guys play with their heads. That's okay. You've got to be smart. Be number one in any business. But more important, you've got to play with your heart, with every fiber of your body. If you're lucky enough to find a guy with a lot of head and a lot of heart, he's never going to come off the field. Second. Running a football team is no different from running any kind of organization, an army, a political party, a business. The principles are the same. The objective is to win, to beat the other guy. Maybe that sounds hard or cruel. I don't think it is. It's a reality of life that men are competitive, and the most competitive games draw the most competitive men. That's why they're there to compete. They know the rules and the objectives when they get in the game. The objective is to win, fairly, squarely, Disney by the rules, but to win. And in truth, I've never known a man work his heart into in the long run, deep down in his heart, didn't appreciate the grind of the discipline. There's something in good men that really yearns for, needs, discipline, and a heart jealousy of head-to-head combat. I don't say these things because I believe in the brute nature of men or that men must be brutalized to be combative. I believe in God, and I believe in human decency. But I firmly believe that any man's finest hour, his greatest gift to all holds here, is that moment when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and lives exhausted on the field of the battle victorious. And that's from Vince Lombardi, one of the greatest out there.
Yes, he was. One of the best coach ever. But that
and
is an excellent way to end it.
I want Tom Brady. I hope that you, I hope that somebody has, have you listen to this show, because that quote was one by one of the greats. One of the greats. It's on the wall in my office because it is an inspiration. And maybe you should go back and pay attention to Vince Lombardi, because that quote will never change. That's all
exactly
true. And with that, we had a great show tonight. Actually, we always had a topic. This week it was Tom Brady. But you have been listening to Ask Miss V Sports. I'm Miss V the Twin Lady. I've got Cobra Commander. James Acevedo, your host, will be back next week. I know y'all keep saying, how the hell is the Ask Miss V Sports? Because I'm a woman. Why? So Tuesday, there will be no sex. There will be no sex defense. All about sex. It will be a replay of a show. James hasn't told me what's replaying yet. But Wednesday is Bitter Black Stitch, and next Thursday we will be back with Jay on the air for Ask Miss V Sports, and we'll get the sexual conversation we had tonight. I want everybody to have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't drink too much. This is Labor Day. That means, oh, if you know a person who's in a union, go celebrate with them, because this is about the people who are actually workers.
Exactly. And
this
also
is a celebration of the people who do the thing for us.
Be aware, police are out. Be aware. Watch yourself and be careful. Police are out, and everybody else, and bad people are out. So please be aware of everybody.
But everybody have a great weekend. Cobra, you said you wanted them quotes. Which one do you want?
I want the 19 sociopath ones. I like them.
Okay, I'll get that to you. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye, you all. Do, 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 do.